Well, it's day four in the search for survivors of this week's deadly earthquake in Mexico, and people there are having to continue the search with the knowledge that a story that gave them hope and propelled them was not true. There was no 12-year-old girl named Frida Sofia alive in the rubble of a collapsed school. Maria Elena Salinas joins us from Mexico City, where she's been broadcasting all week, a Univision news anchor and frequent guest on Here and Now. Maria Elena, the Undersecretary of the Navy had to come out last night and say this story wasn't true. What happened?
Yes, that's been a big disappointment. Hello, Robin. Good to talk to you. You know, people became very angry. They really lashed out at the media, at the government, at everyone for lying, accusing us for lying or inventing it. So, you know, we're trying to get to the bottom of this. And it looks like the whole thing began because a volunteer, one of the rescuers, came out asking for family members of Frida Sofia. They said, who is Frida Sofia? Well, a little girl that seems to be in the rubble. They talked about giving her water. Medical personnel rushed to the school. And that's why people really thought that Frida Sofia existed. Well, you know, the Navy had to come out last night and actually apologize because they did end up endorsing something that they had not confirmed.
Well, and they said there was no effort to mislead the public to get people, you know, out there searching. There's anger, I hear, but some forgiveness. This is a horrific situation and unbelievable confusion. We're hearing about, you know, hundreds of civilian volunteers rushing to these fallen buildings along with people with experience like the military. I mean, something like this could happen, but I also know it did happen one other time in Mexico.
Yes, in 1985. You know, this is really unbelievable. One of the things that stands out more in after this tragedy is the outpouring of help from regular citizens, you know, similar to what happened after 1985, that earthquake when, you know, there was no government response and people just kind of took control and took over and organized, neighbor helping neighbor.
And it was a huge earthquake. 10,000 people died in Mexico in 1985.
Yes, it was. It was horrific. In fact, it's possible, and some people say that it could have been up to 30,000 people because the heavy equipment ended up cleaning up the rubble, and maybe there were more people underneath. There were people that were never accounted for.
Well, there was also a story then, a rescue story of Luis Monchito Navarrete, a 9-year-old who was said to be buried with his grandfather under the rubble of an apartment building. Rescue workers spent 2 weeks trying to find him, and there was never a boy's body found.
Exactly. It could certainly be one of those urban myths that exist in these types of situations, mm-hmm. in which now we can add Frida Sofia to.
Yeah. Well, but you mentioned that in 1985, buildings were bulldozed when people still had hope. And we're hearing from our NPR reporter in Mexico City, Carrie Kahn. You know, she's concerned that there is so much hope now, so many people out trying to dig for survivors, that it's not going to be pretty when they are told that they have to stop and that then the bulldozers have to come in. Are you worried about that?
Well, that is very true, and people are very concerned about that because there are people still alive under the rubble, and they've been able to confirm it. The government came out last night to deny the fact that they were beginning to use bulldozers and heavy equipment to clean up the rubble. They say they will continue to search and try to rescue the people as long as they believe they're alive. And, you know, there are a lot of teams here helping. The U.S. sent a huge team of 67 people, 5 dogs, 60,000 pounds of specialized tools. There are search and rescue teams from Israel, from Panama, from Chile.
Maria Elena, we usually talk to you on Fridays about politics. And so I want to ask you, you know, President Trump spoke with the Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, on Wednesday. Trump offered condolences. How is that being viewed? Donald Trump has insisted that Mexico pay for the wall. Mexico has refused. What's the sense of the...
You know, it was odd. I think it was very uncomfortable in the beginning when they found out that they spoke. There are some reports that say that Mexico requested aid. There's others that say that the U.S. just offered to send the aid. But what the president of Mexico said came out to say the day after the earthquake is that, you know, there has been a lot of offers from around the world and that he will accept them. The reason why it was important for him to say that is because President Miguel de la Madrid in 1985 came out 36 hours after the earthquake to say, we are fine. Mexico is standing still. We don't need help from anybody. And of course, he was criticized for that. So Peña Nieto is trying not to make the same mistake. But as far as actually, you know, trying to figure out whether we should or not accept aid from the U.S. because of the tensions between Trump and President Peña Nieto, it's not something that people are focused in on right now. I'm sure it'll be discussed in a few weeks after people, you know, change the conversation.
Yeah. Maria Elena Salinas, a Univision anchor broadcasting round the clock from earthquake-ravaged Mexico City this week. So, Maria Elena, thank you so much for some time with us. Thank you, and best to you there.
Thank you very much.